Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to another Discully episode. Before we get into the new episode, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is broadcasting and live on the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. I am very excited to have yet again another album for you guys. And like mentioned in my past episode, Discully is now weekly, which is super exciting. And that's why I'm coming to you guys this Friday. So today we have, again, like I said, another album, another discovered artist for the week. And I'm very excited to do this artist because this artist is probably someone who feels very nostalgic and someone who honestly kind of went a little bit, you know, on the down low right now. Maybe they have some projects coming up, maybe they don't. But before we get into that artist, I do want to explain how this show works. So if you're new to the show basically for about half of the show, I run you through a pretty mainstream artist with a pretty well-known album. We talk about the album, we talk about the music, we talk about the genres, the artistic style, everything to do with it, even vinyl pressings, because that's just something that I love to do. And then after halfway through the show, we obviously play some music. We move over to the discovered artist, which is an artist that I feel is somewhat similar, if not pretty similar, to the artist that we're talking about. Kind of introduce them, kind of discover them, and get to know their discography as well as their artistic style. Now, to go into the artist of the week, I have a very special guest with me today, Marina. How are you?
Hello, I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very excited to be talking about Mr. Bruno Mars, someone who has a very unique voice and is honestly like an icon all over the world.
Yeah, I feel like he's very one of a kind, so nostalgic. I feel like he's just like my whole childhood.
Oh, 100%. And I think we picked like the perfect album to be talking about when we talk about nostalgia, because obviously, like, we're going to get into like the albums that he has, but Doo-Wops and Hooligans, which, funny enough, I'm going to out myself a little bit here. But I originally pronounced it as Doo-Whoops and Hooligans. And it wasn't until, funny, again, this is why I'm outing myself. Because you would say, oh, you know what? Like, this album came out long ago. Oliver made that mistake when he was, give or take, 7 years old, you know?
Yeah.
No, I made this mistakes a couple months ago. And it wasn't until my best friend Leela said, you know what? It's not Doo-Whoops and Hooligans. It's Doo-Wops and Hooligans.
You know what? Sometimes there's just those things that you don't think about it until someone points it out. I get it.
No, but that's so embarrassing. But anyway, so yeah, we'll be doing Doo-Wops and Hooligans today. If I do say Doo-Whoops and Hooligans by accident, just know it's still engraved in my head. And I mean it with no bad intention, but that's just bad on my behalf. But Marina, I was going to ask you, do you know anything about Bruno Mars other than obviously this iconic artist?
Okay, I know. Isn't his name like Peter? Am I wrong?
His name is Peter. It's actually not Bruno or Mars.
I was so surprised. And I know he has a lot of siblings. I also have a lot of siblings.
That I didn't know.
I think he has like 5 or 6.
I could see that.
Yeah, he has a big family.
Is he like middle child?
I have no idea.
He kind of gives me either younger or middle, but definitely not older.
He gives me like, if there's 5 or 6 of them, definitely younger half.
Younger half for sure. But yeah, I mean, for me, Bruno Mars was someone who, I mean, really shot up into the light during like the 2010s, 2015s with like his album, obviously, that came out. And Bruno Mars was just like a name I'd hear a lot. And for me, even repeating it like right now is really weird because my brother's named Bruno.
Oh.
And like my brother would always be like, oh my God, like they called me Bruno Mars. Because like my brother look like Bruno Mars, but he was like a tanner guy with really curly hair.
Okay.
So like, you know, the stereotype was just like, oh my God, Bruno Mars. And he was also into music, just not pop. He was into classical.
Right.
So they were just like, oh my God, Bruno Mars, right? But no, you are correct. His name is actually Peter Gene Hernandez, which...
my middle name is Gene. How crazy.
And how, like, Gene as in, like, G-E-N-E? Or Gene as in, like, J-E-A-N?
J-E-A-N-N-E.
Oh, never mind.
It's real fancy.
Never mind. But yeah, Gene Hernandez, he is born on October 8th, 1985, which makes him 38 years old in Honolulu, Hawaii. Or Hawaii, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Born in Hawaii. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. But I think he has maybe some Hawaiian descent, but I'm pretty sure Filipino descent, I think, is the main one.
I thought he was Puerto Rican.
Or maybe Puerto Rican.
We might have to do more searching.
I just know there's an Hernandez in there.
Yeah.
So the Spanish made it into him somewhere.
Somewhere
in there. But he's mainly, the genres that he mainly sings is pop, R&B, reggae, funk, disco, and rock, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And he just loves experimenting with them and putting them all together, mushing them together.
Yeah.
And creating what is now the Bruno Mars taste sound. And aesthetic and the sound. You're right. So he moved to LA in 2003, which is when I was born, which
crazy.
Seems weird, and had a brief contract with Motown Records. And then he founded a production group called the Smeezingtons and signed to Elektra Entertainment for his first album, which is Doo Wops and Hooligans. And then for his sophomore album, which was, oh my God, or an Unorthodox Jukebox, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He moved over to Atlantic Records. And he stayed there. I think he's still on Atlantic Records. I'm unsure about that. And then he formed a band called The Hooligans, which I'm guessing is why maybe it's called Doo Wops and Hooligans, because I know Doo Wops is like a specific type of pop music.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just means like very all over the place.
Makes sense.
Pleasing to the ear.
Just like a mashup of
pop music.
Different sounds.
Yeah. So I know that's what Doo Wops means. And then I'm guessing Hooligans is maybe The Hooligans, and that was his band during the time that he was producing the album. I actually don't have an idea on that, but he did form that band. And then later, recently, in 2021, I think, he formed a band or a group or a duo group, rock, pop, rock, funk, I don't know, call it what you want, band named Silk Sonic with Anderson .Paak.
I love Silk Sonic.
Anderson .Paak is someone who I would invite out for dinner, sit him down, and just ask him so many questions. I don't know about what, but just so many questions.
I feel like he would have some insane stories. Bruno Mars, too.
I just need to know how that guy's brain works, because genuinely, like, he just produces some of the most intricate sounds that I could have never thought of.
Could you imagine how those recording sessions went between Anderson .Paak
and Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars?
No, for real, because like, I'm like, we have, obviously Anderson .Paak has a killer voice, but like, we have Bruno Mars with this insane voice.
Yeah, just and so then, unique.
And then Anderson .Paak with like, the most like incredible production like the humankind has ever seen. So definitely just Anderson .Paak, and they broke the internet, they broke the music industry, and obviously they won a couple Grammys with
their
song Leave the Door Open. But yeah, like I mentioned, Bruno has actually 3 studio albums and many hit singles and features such as Finesse and Please Me with Cardi B. But yeah, so the first, his debut album, like I mentioned, was Doo Wops and Hooligans. His second sophomore album is Unorthodox Jukebox. And then his third album is 24 Karat Magic, which obviously there was a lot of singles off of that, like 24 Karat Magic, the actual song,
the
title. But yeah, and then he released I think it's an album, or might be considered an EP, I don't know. But An Evening with Silk Sonic, with obviously Silk Sonic and Anderson .Paak. I call it an album, which was obviously great. But to introduce the album for this week a little bit more, the album itself is under the genres of pop, rock, dance, reggae, and R&B. It was released on October 4th of 2010, which, if I remember correctly, is right before the Vancouver Olympics, the Winter Olympics, because there was the Winter Games. So it was right before December of 2010, which if I look back, it's like it's a little bit of a blur, but I remember like the music that was trending during that time, because it was like the Black Eyed Peas were trending.
God.
Bruno had just released this song. It was trending. Coldplay was trending a bunch as well as Rihanna. But you were mentioning something about Bruno Mars being mentioned
Olympics. He was featured on I think it was the theme song for the Vancouver Olympics.
Okay.
And it was Waving Flag by Kanon. I don't know if I'm saying that right or if I'm...
Is it like the waving flag and then it goes back? That one?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the anthem.
I might be completely
wrong. Because wasn't the anthem for those Winter Games, wasn't that, I believe in the power that...
I don't know. I mean, I'm not from Vancouver, so I don't have a strong memory of that, to be honest.
Vancouver Olympics. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
girl,
I'm just
Nikki,
completely wrong.
Nikki Yanofsky. But yeah, I mean, a little throwback to 2010 definitely is always a memory lane. Like I said, it was the debut album. And Doo Wops and Hooligans originally had 10 songs on the album, and then later they released it as, not really the deluxe, because the official deluxe was only released until later, but the pre-deluxe had 2 more songs, which I'm pretty sure were just different versions of The Lazy Song and Just the Way You Are. But yeah, now going into vinyl pressings, I do actually own this vinyl, so the music will be coming to you guys live from my actual vinyl. So if there's a little bit of like cracking in there, it's authenticity from the grooves of the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
But the vinyl pressings that actually exist for this album are an orange, which was not the standard pressing. I think it was for a bit, but it's an orange. I was trying to find the orange, could not find it. I actually own the black, which is the next pressing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a macaroni yellow, as I like to describe it, because it's not exactly yellow, but it's not exactly orange. It's like a macaroni yellow.
Yeah.
And then recently they released a yellow vinyl with black splatter. It might have been an anniversary pressing.
It looks so cool.
It's very nice.
It's very nice.
I would have changed the yellow to the macaroni yellow.
Yeah.
And then it would have fit it because the actual album itself looks like
macaroni yellow. It looks like a golden kiwi.
It does. You're so right. It does look like a golden kiwi. For those who don't know what the album cover looks like, it's basically just Bruno Mars walking down like a little path, which I guess can be symbolic to like, you know, Bruno Mars starting his career as a musician.
Yeah. Walking down the path to fame.
Exactly. Because after this album,
it was just pure
success for the man. But I think we should stop yapping a little bit and just get into the actual music. Exactly. So going down the track list, the first song off the album is Grenade, which is a song I absolutely love so much.
So nostalgic.
I think it has arguably the best bridge in the entire album. Do you know what a bridge is? The bridge of a song?
Yeah.
Awesome. I was trying to explain this to a lot of people recently, what the bridge of a song was, especially my parents. And I think I finally got them to like know what a bridge of a song is.
Yeah.
But the bridge of a song, for those who aren't aware, is basically where the melody kind of switches or changes, but mm-hmm. it still stays on the same chords and same like harmonies, and the lyric changes, and then it kind of just puts together two choruses or two verses depending on where you are in the song. So usually mm-hmm. a chorus will end and then the bridge will come in, and usually it's like this like new music kind of breath of like fresh new sounds, and then it'll usually end and then immediately go back into the chorus or like the refrain, as people call it,
mm-hmm.
Which is what is always fun with a little bridge, because you literally feel like you're crossing a bridge into the next chorus.
That's so cute.
But then, yeah, so that's Grenade. We're not going to actually be playing that song, nor are we going to be playing Just the Way You Are, which is the song that I actually loved the most when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I think I was telling you this. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I used to sing Just the Way You Are to my mom, because I was just like, Mom, like, you're so sweet. You're so, this is your song. And I'd sing it to her, and she'd love it so much. And obviously, I haven't done that in a little bit, but maybe I should.
I think you should do it again. That's so cute and wholesome.
And then Our First Time is definitely a song that's a little bit underrated. I actually do like it a lot.
I agree.
But it's a little bit underrated.
Definitely lower on the list
mm-hmm.
for me, but I still, like, I don't know. It's a no-skip album for me. So there's...
Yeah, I agree. But the song I actually want to start off playing is going to be Runaway Baby. This song is so fast-paced that it literally feels like you're running. And I think that's mm-hmm. a production decision that just made the song so much better and... you know, makes sense to what he's singing about. But yeah, we're going to start off with that song. Do you have any pre-thoughts on it? Anything you want to say before?
I don't know. It just feels so like my childhood. My brothers and I used mm-hmm. to play this album. We had a CD and we would just blast it in the kitchen. And I remember this one was the one where we would like absolutely go feral and my mom would yell at us, be like, shut up.
Basically, we're just gonna play the song a little bit and then we're gonna debrief it after. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Runaway Baby by Bruno Mars.
I love you so, hey, that's what you'll say.
That's what you'll say.
You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away.
Don't go away.
But when I play,
when I play,
I never stay.
I never stay.
So every girl that I meet, yeah, this is what I say. You so,
hey,
that's what you'll say.
That's what you'll say.
You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away.
Don't go away. In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie, eat, energize.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Runaway Baby by Bruno Mars. Any thoughts, Marina?
I feel like it's one of those songs that is like short and sweet, but it leaves you like wanting to play it again. It's like over before you want it to be.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like it is one of the shortest songs on the album. It's 2 minutes and 28 seconds, I think. And it does, yeah, it does leave you kind of like wanting more for the song or for it to like continue.
Yeah.
And like I said, it does feel like you're running away.
It does.
A lot, because like it's moving quite quickly. And I think something that lingers a lot is the bass in the back. Obviously, I think that's how it started, that doon, doon,
yeah,
doon, right? And then obviously also the electric guitar that comes in. But I was just mentioning to you right now, the way the tambourine is kind of just throughout the song, and then it just kind of like ends.
Just like,
yeah, it ends kind of like if you were like to be caught, because I feel like you hear a tambourine a lot in like country,
like
music.
A rattlesnake.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like a rattlesnake. Yeah. Like you kind of being like, you know, the countryside and being caught by something. But I was just like taking a little look at the lyrics, because I'm like, what is he saying? What, like, why are we running away? Is he running away or is someone else running away? And just taking a look at the lyric, it's kind of seeming that Bruno Mars is a player. He's telling people to run away from him because there's something else for him to grab, as he says in his lyric. And that's why he's like, run, run, run away, baby, before I put my spell on you.
Right.
Whether that be you fall madly in love with him or whether that be, I don't know.
I feel like he's one of those people that just has like an essence of confidence. Short king, but he has a lot of confidence.
He's giving me like witch. I feel like this man, not a wizard, a little wizard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why he wrote Runaway Baby. He's just telling us something else. But yeah, that was Runaway Baby by Bruno Mars. Moving down the track list is, I think, another one of the popular songs of the album called The Lazy Song. Something that I wanted to mention about this before we move on to our next song, which I think we're going to do Talking to the Moon. Mm-hmm. The Lazy song, I think, was original. I can't remember if it's it could be vice versa, but the Lazy song was originally released with or without the little whistle. You know what whistle I'm talking about, right? That today I don't feel like doing and a do 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 do, right? On my
is there a version without it?
On my vinyl, it doesn't have it.
Really?
And the way I, like, my head turned, like, 360, I literally, like, I whipped my head around and I was like, what? Because I was like, no way this is, like, a Mandela effect. No way, like, this is, like, something that I just did.
No.
And it was just a lie. And playing my vinyl, I was like, maybe it's dirty, maybe it's not. And I was like, maybe it's defective. And I was like, no, it wouldn't be. And then I did a little quick little Reddit research because I was freaked. I was spooked.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I can't remember if it was originally released with the whistle and then they took it away, or they I think it was this way. I think they released it without the whistle
and then
they added the whistle.
That would make sense because I feel like that's such a like core part of
it. It's iconic.
That.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something that everyone knows how to do. Whether you know the lyrics or not, you just know when to do the little whistle. Which maybe is the reason why it was added. Maybe it was like a trend that they were doing when they were like performing around or something. And then they were like, you know what? This would actually be cool if we actually added it. I don't know the story behind that, but Reddit gave me a little bit of an education on that when I almost lost
Reddit.
My marbles to my vinyl. Moving down after the Lazy song is Marry You. Marry You is one of the songs that I think most people get married to. And I mean it genuinely, either like people's like proposal videos or either like their wedding videos. I don't know about their first dance, but it's definitely a song that makes it on the set list.
Definitely. I feel like it's just a very, like, in love, very...
I mean, yeah. The lyrics are very, very lovey-dovey, and I think he did a great job in showing that.
Yeah. But I feel like it's more, like, lust than it is love.
Oh, okay.
Because it's very, like... I feel like it's more... Because he's talking about, like, eloping.
Right. Yeah.
So it's, like...
Kind of like running away.
The original spark. Oh my God, what a theme.
Yeah, what a theme. Running away and eloping. But yeah, I mean, Marry You is obviously, I think when I get married, I might play Marry You. I don't know.
It'll definitely be on the playlist for the party.
Maybe if I have like one too many drinks, I'll just be like, yo, play Marry You right now.
Right now.
I want to hear it right now. And then after Marry You, number 7 is Talking to the Moon. Talking to the Moon, I can't remember when was the first time I actually heard this song. It was definitely not when the album released. I think it was maybe Musically. I think there was like a trend, sad trend.
Yeah.
I can't exactly remember, but it is a very beautiful song.
I feel like it's a different pace from like the more upbeat that it is up until this point. Mm-hmm. And it's just so, I love it.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to say, you can definitely see like the versatility in the album right now. Cause like Grenade is something that's very like, it starts off very like passionate, a bit on the slower side, but very passionate with Grenade. Just the Way You Are, we kind of see a soft side with Bruno Mars. Our First Time is very like R&B reggae.
Yeah.
And then Runaway Baby is just like pure pop and rock. And then the Lazy Song is, I mean, a lazy song. So it's like pretty like R&B laid back.
It really just pulls from so many genres.
Yeah, from so many genres.
Crazy.
It kind of keeps us like entertained and on our feet to like not be bored with the album. And then Marry You, which is also, it's pretty upbeat as
it
well.
It is very poppy.
Very happy.
Yes, yeah.
And then Talking to the Moon, which is more slow, more back to this like...
The kind of R&B vibe.
Yeah, back to this theme of love and talking to the moon. But instead of talking about the moon, we should let you guys listen to Talking to the Moon. So we're going to play that and we'll be back to talk about it. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Talking to the Moon by Bruno Mars.
I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back. My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I have, you're all I have. At night when the stars light up my room, I sit by myself talking to the moon, trying to get to you.
Oh,
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Talking to the Moon by Bruno Mars. I wanted to mention something before I forget it, because I usually forget a lot of things that I want to say. But I have never seen, actually I have, but something that makes Bruno so unique is that this man can one belt and hit his runs.
He has such a range.
Yeah, he can hit his runs, his vocal runs. And I think for like men, I could be wrong, but I feel like for men it's maybe a lot harder, or for maybe just people
especially,
that aren't as trained.
Yeah, and like the falsetto range too, I feel like is what
because
makes him so unique.
He can like scream when he sings and it's still sounding like screaming, which is like I think what is belting. And then he can do his runs. Like hitting vocal runs is something that's very hard and something that makes an artist pop a lot. That's why artists such as like Billie Eilish, artists such as Chappell Roan, there are people who like can hit their runs and, you know,
it just adds so much.
Yeah, like Celine Dion can also, but Celine Dion can also belt. That's another story. But Talking to the Moon, how do you feel about that song?
I feel like listening to this album in like sequential order after I haven't in so many years, it like takes you through a whole story.
Right?
Like, we just listened to him telling girls to run away, and now he's like, no, come back.
Yeah, I mean, Talking to the Moon, I feel like it's a good song to kind of describe like when you're trying to talk to someone who's unattainable.
Yeah, this feels like a, maybe like a first love, like.
Yeah, because like the moon in my head is unattainable.
Yeah.
Like the moon is something that I can maybe never achieve.
Yeah, like. Shoot for the stars.
Yeah, and also him kind of mentioning like, oh, I hope you're talking to me too on the other side kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that like hope or delusion that someone is there also talking to you back. And also describing obviously a girl as a moon is obviously a very, very beautiful way of doing it. But yeah, like we mentioned, that was one of the softer songs, one of the more, pretty sure like low production as well. Like it starts off with a piano and then it ends with just the piano and him and his voice. Which is always a good, like, breath,
it's
right?
It's just a nice, like, breath, yeah.
Yeah, a good way to conclude it.
Yeah.
Moving down, Liquor Store Blues. This song was actually introduced by my best friend to me because I forgot it was actually on this album. But she was telling me that, oh yeah, like this song is just like so chill, so vibes. And it's like, yeah, it is. It literally really is what it is. And I think I will give hats off and credits to that to Damian Marley, who is the feature on the song.
Yeah.
Damian Marley is related to Bob Marley. And they all had like, I think the Marley Brothers, I think that was like their band. But they all have this sound of kind of like Jamaican kind of roots, kind of reggae. And it's just something that you can just lay back to and just super chill with. And you guys will be able to see when we play the song. But do you have any pre-thoughts before you play it?
The vibes of the song are just so like chilling on like a beach somewhere. And like it continues the story. Like now he's so sad and he's drinking.
Yeah, the liquor store blues. I mean, we can maybe relate to that. I don't know. We'll think about it. Anyway, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Liquor Store Blues by Bruno Mars.
Now greetings to the world. Vice of the one called Bruno Mars alongside Gang to the Zilla.
You know what I mean?
Standing at this liquor store, whiskey coming through my pores, feeling like I run this whole block, block, block. Lotto tickets cheap, yeah, that's why you can catch me here, trying to scratch my way up to the top, top. Cause my job got me going nowhere, so I ain't got a thing to lose. Take me to a place where I don't care. This is me and my liquor store blues. I'll take one shot for my pain, one drag for my sorrow. Get messed up today, I'll be okay tomorrow. One shot for my pain, take one shot for my pain, one drag for my sorrow. Get messed up today, I'll be okay tomorrow. One shot for my pain, one drag for my sorrow. Get messed up today, I'll be okay tomorrow.
Here comes Juna Gang, I'm flying high like Superman, I'm thinking that I run the whole block. I don't know if it's just because pineapple kush between my jaws has got me feeling like I'm on top. Feeling like I woulda stand up to the cops and stand up to the big guys, because the whole of them are socks. All the talk, them are talk, and then fly me no drop. Enough ghetto youth cannot escape the trap.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back. You're listening to The Scully. That was just Bruno Mars with Liquor Store Blues featuring Damian Marley. Marina, take it away.
I feel like, actually, I wanted to mention something that also makes Bruno Mars' voice so unique is his, like, the kind of whine that he has with it.
That's actually, wow. Yeah. The little whine. Like, yeah. I never thought of that.
It's kind of, I realized it recently with Chapel Roan, too. They have the little, like, vocal flips.
Yeah.
That it's just, I don't know, there's something about it that just makes it so enjoyable to listen to.
Whoa.
I noticed it in this song.
I never labeled it as a whine, though. That's a good way of labeling it, though.
Yeah, just, like, at the end of all the sentences, he does the little, like, I don't know how to...
Like, if they're, like, running out of breath, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, like, it's a high-pitched, yeah. My God, wow. That's a good way of putting it.
Thank you.
I do agree with that. I think especially we can see this in the song because the song is about drinking your problems away and, you know, seeming that it's
just
fine.
Because
it's like one shot for my pain, one shot for my sorrow, right? So it's like one shot and then another shot.
Yeah.
And then the whine at the end of like when he's like, one shot for my pain. You know, he's like, he's like, oh, like, I don't want to take that shot. So it kind of like adds a bit more.
Like
they're like, oh, like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get sloshed. Not yet. Not today. But yeah, like I said, that was Liquor Store Blues by Bruno Mars. And moving down the track list before we end, I do want to play Count On Me because that is one of my favorite songs, I think, off the album. And then since we're going to wrap it up there, after Count On Me, there's The Other Side featuring CeeLo Green and Bob. If you don't know who CeeLo Green is, take a little quick little search. He wrote the song... the clean version of the song, which is called Forget You.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who know it as something else, that song, which is Love That Song.
I didn't know that was censored until I was like 13.
Really?
Yeah. I'd never heard the original version, but I had heard the Forget You version
for
like my whole life. And I was like, what is this when I heard it for the first time?
That's your parents right there for you.
No,
that's
it was
what
my elementary school gym class. He would
Play that song?
He would blast that song, but like the censored version,
obviously. Forget You, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But that's CeeLo Green, and then Bob is, for me, I know Bob through obviously like producer and artist and I guess you could say rapper, but that one song with Nicki Minaj. What's your name, B.O.B., so they calling you Bob? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing. You know that I'm known for the Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, that's Bob. Anyway, thanks, Bob. Then there's Just the Way You Are featuring Lupe Fiasco, the remix, Somewhere in Brooklyn, and then a repeat of Just the Way You Are for some reason. And The Other Side featuring CeeLo Green. Again, a little repeat. God knows what's the difference. Maybe just production.
Probably.
Count On Me. Count On Me was a song that I actually first heard at the end. This is a very specific memory. At the end of my first and only cruise that I've been to, which I think happened in 2011 because our family friends had like made us like this little slideshow recap of the photos we had taken when we were on the cruise.
That's cute.
And this song was used as like the background song.
Oh.
And it was really sweet. Because it's a cute little sad.
It is
song.
Really cute. It's like bringing us through the journey. Yeah.
Now he's found love. He's like, you know what? You can count on me.
Yeah.
We'll get into the emotional side after we play it, but you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Count On Me by Bruno Mars.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3. I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2. And you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh yeah, ooh, yeah. If you're tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will you.
to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Everything you take in is the first and the last time it will ever be that way. This is Kristen Carter, and my debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover on all digital streaming platforms. The past few years have had me reflecting a lot on what it means to be resilient, patient, and joyful, much like a gardener. Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty in the seasonal nature of life. My hope is that each time you listen, you'll hear things in a different glow of light that make them new all over again. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music, or you can visit thekristencarter.com or follow at Kristen Carter Music on social media to learn more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Oh, I'm going to lay back for this. There we go. I'll edit this later. There she is. There's my show. Oh, that's what I was going to do. Fuck. All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that was the end of Bruno Mars with Count On Me. Marina, last thoughts.
Just such a fantastic album. Like, it really just gives you a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Count On Me, I feel like it's such a good way to end it. Such a happy little wholesome note. Just such an iconic album.
And I think finding the way he describes it, finding the person who you can count on and they can count on you is like,
yeah,
something that everyone should have.
Yeah. I feel like this was also in the time where there were a lot of songs with like counting the like 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, like, yeah. Like there's you like can a count lot. On me like 1, 2, 3. And they'd be like 3, 2, 1 or like, yeah.
I feel like those.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was just kind of like a trend.
Yeah, I feel like it was in the 2010s.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day.
But without leaving too much time of us keep yabbing about Bruno Mars, that is the end of that. Marina, I really appreciate you coming in today to talk about Bruno Mars.
Thank you so much for having me.
But now we're going to be moving on to the discovered artist of the week. which I'm not gonna lie, to finding someone who sounded pretty similar to Bruno Mars was kind of hard. Just because of so many, all the genres just, that he just mixes. Yeah. It's just like he creates his own sound, kind of like his own music and genre itself, like the Bruno Mars sound. But I did stumble upon this guy. His name is Theo Thames or Thames, who actually ended up, funny enough, being the sixth season winner of the CTV reality show Canadian Idol.
Oh.
Which is like American Idol, but Canadian.
Yeah, yeah.
Canadian Idol.
Mm-hmm.
His full name is Theo Tyson Thames, and he was born the 12th of July of 1985, so he's 38 years old. In guess where, but Alberta, Canada.
Ooh.
Lethbridge?
Lethbridge. Mm-hmm.
Have you been there before?
I have been there. My Good. Sister went to Lethbridge
Yay.
College.
Yay, nay.
It's Slay. A town. Yeah.
That's it. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
His genres of music are pop and kind of like 2000s folk pop. But after listening to a couple of the songs, it's like kind of rocky.
There's some rock. There's some real hick country. That Alberta makes a lot of sense now, actually.
Not you saying hick. That's, yeah.
Sorry.
No. No, real though. Hick is the perfect way to do it. But
yeah.
No. Yeah, like... Alberta, yeah, it's country.
Makes
country
a
town,
lot of sense.
Farmer town.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. It's like the country. Like,
kind of has like that gravelly voice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Texas of Canada.
Yep.
He is under the record labels of Sony and Warner Music. So pretty, I think he got these record labels after he won Canadian Idol, back in, I think it was 2010. I can't remember. Might have been. I mean, I'd never heard about Canadian Idol.
I also did not know that was a thing. I'm not going to lie to you.
But okay, so we're going to start off with the music. Basically, how Discovered Artist of the Week works is where I kind of just play music, both novel to me and novel to you and novel to the people who are listening, unless you already know who he is. And then I kind of just give my honest opinion about the song, give my honest opinion about everything, and then just kind of vibe with it and see if I end up liking him, because usually I end up adding people to my little playlists.
Little playlists.
But the first song that I want to play is called Lazy Lovers. It is the fourth song off of his first debut album called Give It All Away. I was telling Marina that the cover of it is very like if Justin Bieber and Justin Timberlake had a baby who sang like... What was it called? The Goo Goo Dolls?
The Goo Goo Dolls.
There's that one song called Iris from the Google Docs that I... Google Doc. The Goo Goo Dolls that sound like identical to this man. It was kind of ridiculous. But yeah, we're going to play the first song called Lazy Lovers, and then we'll get back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Lazy Lovers by Theo Thames.
We will not be combos, lazy lovers. into human frailty. Won't walk away from love when things get tough.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that was Theo Thames with Lazy Lovers. The first thing I mentioned when we were listening to it right now, to Marina, mm-hmm. was the way he pronounced or enunciated lovers.
Lovers.
Was very Disney Prince.
Yeah. I feel like the whole song was very like Disney-esque. Like, lovers.
I know, he's like, lovers. I'm like, who?
It's giving theater.
Which Disney princess did you break their heart?
I said Gaston. I think that's the vibes that he's giving.
But yeah, I feel like, I mean, this album did come out in 2009, to be fair.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
So that's also another reason why I chose this artist, is because I was like trying to reach the mm-hmm. same range.
It is giving the vibes of 2010s, kind of like the Headley.
Oh, that, like, Headley.
Yeah.
Oh, the controversial band Headley.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Sorry.
No, you're good. But yeah, no, like, it's, you can definitely see how, like, the music has changed over time and how, like, mm-hmm. people move and shift from places to places. And I think that's also why Bruno Mars, back to Bruno Mars, was so kind of, like, monumental and historical, is because he also, like, kind of changed the sound for a bit. Kind of put, like,
the trends.
Yeah, kind of putting the standard to a new place.
And he kind of, like, made it his own, so it's so timeless.
Exactly. But we are coming to the end and wrapping up the show for today. Next up, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch at midday, so at 12. So definitely stick around for that show, because it's always a fun time. I was thinking of maybe playing maybe one more song or maybe two more songs, depending on how long they are. I think we can do two. The next one I want to play is Manhattan Blue. So we'll come back. We'll play that song, we'll come back, and then we'll debrief it a little bit, and then sign off with the last song, which is Sing, which I'm pretty sure was his most popular song, and the song that was released after he won Canadian Idol. Mm. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Theo Thames with Manhattan Blue.
I picture you wrapped in rays of gold. I know that move, it turned your head so slow. Wish I was there, 'cause your smile lights up the room. From coast to coast, I throw my thoughts to you. As I paint this town Manhattan blue. Up Mercer Street, in the long light of the day. Through the square, where the gypsy singers play. To the hotel bar, where we're all just passing through. From the other side of midnight, here's to you. As the streetlights start to bleed Manhattan blue. I want to believe
All right, welcome back. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Theo Thames with Manhattan Blue. That does mean that we're coming up to a wrap of the show because we are coming to the top of the hour. So I do want to give a big thanks to Marina for coming on. I really appreciate.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Anytime to yap. Anytime to yap with you, honestly, just in general. But I mean, obviously with music, it's always even an even better time. But yeah, that was Manhattan Blue by Theo Thames. Quick little thoughts on that song?
It's giving country.
Yeah.
It's giving...
I think it's the piano.
Yeah.
Yeah, the piano definitely in the background. But it's one of those slower songs, for sure. Again, I can't get it out of my head that he sounds like the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, he really does. Like the grovelly voice.
I can't get it out of my head. But to wrap up the show and sign us off, I'm going to play his hit single off of this album called Sing. And then, yeah, that'll conclude the show for this week. If you need to reach out to me or want to reach out to me, I'm always able to talk. I have an Instagram, _Discully_. Let me know. Send me a text. We can talk about music, albums, anything, and I'd be glad to reach out and collaborate. Like I said, this is Sing by Theo Thames. Thank you again, and I'll see you guys next week for another episode.
Whenever the sun doesn't shine.